This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Been looking forward to talking with my next guest, Kevin Epling, who is co-director of Bully Police USA and legislative liaison for Bully Police Michigan. Good evening, Kevin. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. It's been a long week.
It has been a very long week, and we're going to get to that in just a moment. First we need to start with how you got involved. The story doesn't start well, but you've certainly changed that around. You got involved with bullying, unfortunately, through your son, Matthew. Tell us about your son and what happened.
Yes, Matthew was assaulted on his last day of eighth grade in East Lansing by upperclassmen as a welcome to high school hazing, basically. So that was sending a message to Matt, you know, kind of one of the many leaders in the eighth grade class, that their time in high school was going to be their time, you know. So whatever they had accomplished was over with. That sent a pretty strong message, you know, to Matt, and even though we had talked with him extensively about what he wanted to do and pursue charges, before we went to police, Matt ended up taking his own life on July 16th of 2002, and I tell people when I speak, that's when I got drafted into the war on bullying, and I do believe that's how I look at it. It's a war that's been going on in our schools, and an undercurrent of violence for far too long, and we need to change it.
And it's a war you certainly never wanted to be a part of.
No, but... and you know, Cheryl, I think a lot of parents, I was just as guilty as a lot of parents who, as long as we thought things were fine, they were okay. We didn't have anybody ringing the alarm bell. But when it was pretty much brought to the attention that it was seen as kids being kids, and no one had ever got hurt in the past, so why did we worry about end-of-school-year hazings? Well, we need to, because not every kid is the same, and our children are growing up in a totally different environment than what we did.
And I've had guests from state police and various folks talking about bullying and anti-bullying legislation and so forth. And it's ramped up from when I was a kid, and I'm older than you are. I mean, you know, it used to be it always hurt, but boy, it's taken on different connotations these days.
Well, it certainly has. I mean, bullying has always been there. It will always be there. I don't think we're ever going to stop it completely, even with the new government program, StopBullying.gov. It's always going to be there. We can do everything we can, though, to prevent it. And that's where I have kind of put a lot of my time and energy, is in the prevention models. And what you said, it has gotten increasingly worse over the years, you know, whether it's the access to the technology, there's more social impact, there's more media impact on our students today of how they shouldn't act, but how they emulate behavior. There's a lot of factors that are totally different than when we grew up.
Now, you were in Washington yesterday, and you know, we talked about technology. It can be used for good or for ill. And I was following you on Facebook yesterday as you were at the White House for a White House conference on bullying prevention. And I looked at pictures of you sitting, you know, behind the president as he gave an address. Tell me about why you were there and what you think you accomplished while you were there.
Well, one, it was an honor to be asked to come to the White House. It was one of 150 people nationally that were asked to come and talk about the topic of bullying. And, you know, so I am so happy that, you know, we have a president right now who is bringing this to the forefront. A lot of the things he said in his initial comments are things that I've been saying for probably the last 5 to 6 years that people really haven't wanted to pay attention to, that it isn't that big of an issue. And it is. And what people didn't get to see yesterday was once they spoke and the room broke up, we went into 5 different breakout sessions on different topics and areas of bullying, and we had really long discussions, good 2-hour discussions about you know, what we should be doing in different areas. So I think it was a first step, and I hope there is going to be, you know, another conference and follow-up, and hopefully with a lot of the same people. I got to make some really good contacts. I met actually two idols of mine that were there, two young ladies who wrote letters to a fellow student being bullied that was turned into a book called Olivia's Letters, you know, Letters to a Bullied Girl. Awesome young ladies that took it upon themselves to do something, and that's what I'm all about. Every one of us has to take a piece of the puzzle to work on, and we have to empower our young people.
Where are we in the state of Michigan with legislation, Kevin, an anti-bullying legislation?
Unfortunately, here in Michigan, we are one of the last five states that has no anti-bullying legislation. And Montana is moving up fast, so Michigan is probably going to be one of the last four states in this. And unfortunately, because we could not get Matt's Law, as it's commonly known, through in our last session before the election, we now have to go back and re-educate all new senators, all new representatives on what it is and what it does. And so we're basically, we just stepped all the way back to 2005 when I first got involved.
So I imagine that frustration level is a little high.
It goes back, but then you have something that comes on the upswing of the White House and the Department of Ed, you know, that are looking to do something and sending out letters, you know, saying that, you know, you could be in violation of children's civil rights if you're not doing this. So they are taking a very strong look at this. And they go hand in hand with education. A lot of people, they want better test scores. They want higher graduation rates. They want higher retention rates for their schools. You are not going to get any of those in any school district anywhere if you do not look at this underlying hidden cancer in the school systems of bullying and violence, because kids won't learn if they're not safe.
Well, boy, does that sum it up. Oh, Kevin, where can people get some more information if they want just to educate themselves or to help in some way?
Locally, and our website is mattepling.com. You can go there, and we try to have links and some recent information about what we're doing. There is the new stopbullying.gov website that was just launched yesterday that has a lot of sites. And in the next 2 weeks, I'm actually bringing a performance to the Wharton Center called The Bully Side Project, which is based on the book that we contributed to, Matt's story called Bully Side in America, Moms Speak Out on the Suicide Bullying Connection. It's about an hour and a half performance, about 10 students, and four of those students that we've lost are from Michigan. Mm-hmm. And that March 30th at the Wharton Poisson. So it's powerful, but at the same time, it's extremely educational for people, but bring a handkerchief.
Well, and you would know better than most. Kevin, it's an honor and a pleasure to talk with you. I've been following this for a while. I'm thrilled that we were able to talk today. And I'm not going to lose your number because I want to keep track of this. And awareness is up, and you're a big part of that. And I hope this legislation gets passed quickly.
Well, and I thank you because, you know, every time, you know, I kind of I'm able to reach out, you know, through the airwaves or the television to other people. They become involved. They become the activists. They are the ones who have to do the phone calls to their legislators and ask them, why are you not doing this? Where does it stand? And ask them the tough questions. So it's the ripple effect. You know, I'm just the rock jumping in the pond. Everybody else has to do their piece, and we're going to make things better in our schools for all of our kids.
Well, we all thank you for that, Kevin. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you. Been speaking with Kevin Epling. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.